is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Okay, number 22, Gordon. That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Oh, well, and on the carry, picks up a yard, brings up third down and goal.
Oh, those sounds of high school football for the 21st year. ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Chaffee, play action. Fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in, dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline. Made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, 3-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught by Lehman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Lehman made a spectacular catch, far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They've got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. Their running backs, I can't stress enough, you know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. He's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made, and the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach in Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on ScoresBroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field. Open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebacker, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races.
First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. Something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is another fine weather night. Good one for football. Anna Fort Recovery senior night here at Booster Field on the Anna High School complex. Cloudy skies overhead. They moved in around 4 or 4:30. No chance of rain. The temperature down in the 60s. A lot at stake tonight. Anna 5-3. Fort Recovery 5-3. The two MAC opponents going head-to-head. Anna 11th in the Southwest region of Division 6. Fort Recovery 10th in the Southwest region of Division 7. Each club with sights set on a home field game, week 11 to start the playoffs. Anna closes next week at Parkway. Fort Recovery with a tougher opponent, home with Minster. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, who's alongside. Who would have thought week 9, this contest would have that much on the line, Chuck? Extremely significant game tonight here at Anna.
Yeah, well, I don't think when we looked at the schedule down there that we looked at this one and thought that's a must-see game.
Right.
But it's turned out to be. I mean, Anna has played some outstanding football, but they got the three losses. Fort Recovery's beaten some good teams. It should be a heck of a game.
Yeah, Anna Rockets with setbacks in the MAC to three opponents, including
St. Henry, Minster, and Marion local last week, 28-27, double OT. Rockets came within a point of ending the Flyers' win streak at 71. We'll hear from head coach Nick Marino. He'll comment on that game in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, Fort Recovery has dropped contests to Marion local, St. Henry, and Coldwater. No shame in that. Anna has held the advantage in this rivalry over the last several seasons. Rockets won last year 49-6, 2 years ago 35-25. In 2022, Anna 35, Fort Recovery 20. In 2021, the two schools played twice in the season and the postseason. Anna won 28-0 and 33-14. Back in 2020, Fort Recovery was the winner by a score of 24-7. It's a colorful night here at Anna, Chuck. Of course, the Rockets in their bright green with white pants, white trim. I love Fort Recovery's unis, the silver headgear, purple stripes, yep. White shirts, purple numerals, and the black pants, quite flashy.
Yeah, it's a good look. I like the purple, too, and the helmets really stand out.
Logan Ziegenbusch, quarterback for the Anna Rockets, 103 for 162, throwing the ball this year for 1,300 yards, just a sophomore. He's not performing any longer like a sophomore, that's for sure. He's completed 64% of his passes, 16 touchdowns. Ziegenbusch, 673 yards rushing. T.J. Roberts at 295. Receiving the ball, Zeb Plyman, 40 catches, averaging 11.5. Three other receivers are prime targets for Ziegenbusch as well. Reese Wendell, leading ground gainer for this Fort Recovery club. The running back is averaging 8 yards per rush. Quarterback Alex Garkey, a senior, 6.4 per carry in the passing department. Garkey doesn't throw it much, just 97 attempts on the year, 3 touchdowns, 82 yards per game up top for Fort Recovery, which prefers to run the ball, Chuck. Anna's defense against the rush has been stout. The last 3 weeks, first down will be telling in this game tonight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Fort Recovery wants to run it, that's Anna's strength. So Anna needs to make sure that they force them to throw more passes than they want to, and I think that'll be a key to Anna winning the game.
Now, we will hear from both head coaches. First-year man Wes Wenning at Fort Recovery and 11th-year head coach Nick Marino. When we return, great weather night, clouds overhead, no chance of rain, temperature down in the mid to upper 60s. Wind is calm, flags are still. Gorgeous night, week 9 of high school football here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Oh, thank you so much, Osgood Bank, new location in Rushi. Locations, of course, in Osgood and Chickasaw and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, osgoodbank.com. Nick Marino, head coach of the Anna Rockets, took his team to Maria Stein last Friday night to take on Marion Local. And Anna came within a whisker of ending the Flyers' win streak at 71 on the Marion Local campus last Friday evening.
Nick, here at the beginning of the interview, comment on the tremendous effort the Anna Rockets gave in the game at Marion Local last week, lost it by a point in OT, almost ended Marion Local's win streak at 71. Phenomenal performance by Anna.
Yeah, kids played really, really hard and did a good job for the most part. Came up a play short overall, you know, and that plays in a lot of different spots in the game. You can find that one play we got to make, and that's the emphasis this week is getting back at it with Fort Recovery being a good 5-3 football team, and we got to go play well against those guys.
Now, you've gotten incrementally better game after game after game. The contest last week against Marion, probably your best all-around game all season long.
Yeah, one of the better ones there for sure. Them and the Versailles game, I thought we put it together pretty well as well. Looking at that, though, yeah, we've improved, and we talked about it at the beginning of the year. We're a young football team. You know, we're playing eight and nine sophomores at a time on the field on a Friday night. And how much can we improve each week? How much can we get better? And the guys have embraced that, and they've gotten better. And that's been the key to our success is how much we've improved. And we got it. We're a different football team from what we were early in the year. And it's time to keep standing up and getting better now.
You alluded to the development of the youth. Where has the club made the biggest strides? What personnel groups would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I think our young skill kids coming on the field have really done well. We got three or four receivers that can catch the ball, or four or five at times, so, and are back out of the backfield can too. So, I mean, all those things I think we've developed there really well. Offensively, I think our offensive line, you know, only gave up one sack last week in a game where we passed the ball 31, 32 times. So that was pretty good performance by those guys picking it up. And we've been getting better in all aspects. And throughout the year, we've been pretty good defensively, especially when you look at from Coldwater on, I think our defense has played pretty good football. And they've kept us in football games sometimes when the offense wasn't moving. So they've done a good job. And you got a guy that stepped up big time last week was Nolan Wilt. Three and a half sacks. I think he's leading the league in sacks now. And Landon Hewitt, we call him Tico. He has done a great job, and definitely one of the leaders on defense for us, tackle-wise and sacks as well.
That duo, what a combination. They really, really stood out against Versailles and Marion Local, have all year long. Boy, your defense is really dictating limited offensive play by the other club.
Yeah, I think defensively, I mean, it starts up front. I think our defensive line is doing a good job. We've moved around a couple guys there. Ezra Egbert's come in and played for us and given us more physical presence on the line. And in addition to that, the secondary is getting better. We haven't got as many turnovers as we'd like to. And last week we had two, so we've been talking about taking the ball away from people more. But that's one area. You know, we're not giving up a lot of big plays though either. So sitting in there, and they're both all playing pretty well.
Zagan Bush at quarterback, no longer a sophomore, is he?
No, he's playing really good football. I mean, he's probably playing as well as anybody in the league at quarterback right now, and he's got to continue to do that. He's a smarter kid. He's a competitive kid. So you put that together, smart, competitive, and a good athlete. So he's been improving throughout the season, and he plays both ways, too. He's been playing corner and had an interception last week, too. So doing a pretty good job of picking up that position and running with it.
You referenced receivers a couple minutes ago. That gives Zig a lot of options, reliable options for sure.
Yeah, Zeb Plyman's our number one. Most people try to take him away. Once again, had a huge game last week with nine catches, and he's been a consistent guy and a leader for us on both sides of the football. When you talk about guys, we call him the honey badger there in the middle, because he's just aggressive. He's not the biggest guy, but he comes down defensively, and he's kind of set the tone for our team, and he brings that to the receiver as well. But then if you look at the other guys, we got Tyson Vobble has stepped up and done a great job. Brody Murray, I think, is our second or third leading receiver. And then you got T.J. Roberts, who out of the backfield, and we'll split him out as well, has done a great job at receiver, and he's had a big game for us last week and has been playing well.
And Fort Recovery, your next opponent, I'm talking with Nick Marino, head coach, Anna Rockets, 5-3, heading into this game tonight against Fort. Complementary football so important, especially at the high school level. Offense, defense, special teams. Special teams have carried their load.
Yeah, the guys have done a good job. We emphasize it. We always say the culture of your team is really represented on special teams. How you play there is what, you know, and you get a lot of different guys that will mix in there. And are they competitors? Are they going to go after it and be aggressive? And our kids have done a good job of being aggressive on special teams and really taking ownership of that. And making our extra points has been huge. It's a big deal. You know, a lot of teams, you get into situations where you might lose a football game if you don't. So our guys have done a good job with that.
I was going to say, you have found your extra point kicker.
Yeah, Kane's doing a good job for us there as a freshman coming in, and he's been consistent. So that's all you can ask for in that position.
And what do you expect from Fort Recovery, a solid team coming in?
They're a good team. They run the ball very well. 26 is a good running back. We got to make sure we're very physical tackling him. The quarterback's a good runner as well. And then they got good skill kids and a nice offensive line. So we got to make sure we are very physical in the box, fitting things up real fast, physically, and not giving up any deep balls either, because we've seen them get behind people at times. The other side of the ball, I think they do a nice job defensively stopping the run. They're pretty physical up front. So we got to make sure we're able to block them and pick up, especially their cover zero blitzes where they like to bring 6 and 7. They try to challenge you up front, so our linemen got to do a good job with that.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, referring to Fort Recovery's top running back, Reese Wendell, and quarterback, Alex Garkey. A couple of names we'll be mentioning often tonight for the Fort Recovery Indians. Senior night at Anna's Booster Field, 8 seniors for Anna. They are Zeb Plyman. Additional seniors include Landon Hewitt, Brockton Duncan. Brady Wenning is a senior as well. Nolan Wilt, a senior. Jackson Billing, also a senior. Coleman Martin, too. And I don't think I've missed anybody. Richards, Plyman, Hewitt, Duncan, Wenning, Wilt. Jackson Billing, I may have not mentioned. He is a 12th grader, Coleman Martin. Those are the 8 senior night here at Anna. First-year head coach at Fort Recovery, Wes Wenning, a 2016 Fort Recovery graduate who coached 4 years on the staff up at Akron Hoban before returning home to Fort Recovery.
So it all kind of started when, you know, my head coach in high school, longtime head coach at Fort Recovery High School, Brent Niekamp, resigned after, you know, 20-plus years of pouring his heart and soul into this program and really opened things up for a pathway home, you know. And I think after that moment, you know, and after that happened kind of in that Thanksgiving time frame of last year, and then the ball started rolling after the new year, I think, you know, my wife and I had a sit-down conversation, family conversation of, you know, of moving back home. You know, we were previously in the Akron area. So when all those kind of stars aligned, I think that's when we had that that sit-down meeting. And as a family, you know, we got really excited about coming back if the opportunity presented itself.
Hey, 5 wins for Fort Recovery so far this year. Yeah. 3 more than a year ago. Highlight your skill players offensively, your quarterback, running backs, wideouts, yep, so on and so forth.
Yeah, so at quarterback, we're led by Alex Garkey, you know, who's been he's a tremendous arm talent, tremendous runner. He's a really gritty player for a quarterback. He ain't afraid to stick his nose in there and play football, whatever that role entails. So he's been leading our team under center. And running back, you know, it's kind of been a position by committee, led by number 26, Reese Wendell. He's been a bit of a workhorse, over 880 yards so far rushing this season on, you know, kind of limited carries because of the way we've spread that ball around. So Reese Wendell's been a long-time workhorse. And then, Breaker Judy is also a guy, number 18. We'll look to get him the ball in a variety of ways. Bigger guy, 6'5", 205 pounds. He'll play tight end. He'll block. He'll be a running back. We'll direct snap it to him in a wildcat. So different ways we look to get number 18 the ball. And then leading receivers, you know, we look at guys like Brody Bargy, who's another tremendous talent, 6'5 guy, 200 pounds, who we look to throw the football to. Colson Post, is one of the leading receivers on the team, number 4. We'll look to get him the ball as well. So between those five, you know, and running behind our tremendous offensive line, you know, is kind of look how we look to operate. A year ago, this team was had 2 wins and 20 guys on the roster. You know, so we were fortunate enough to get a lot of guys back out onto the football field after taking several years off, or maybe being first-time football players altogether. So it was finding that creativity, still even finding out who we are, but primarily. On the offensive side, it's been through running the football and then, taking shots where we need to take shots.
Key defensive personnel. I would imagine a few young men go both ways.
Yeah, absolutely. So a ton of guys go both ways. You know, the first that come to mind are number 26, Reese Wendell, who's our running back linebacker. Breaker Judy, who's that offensive gadget guy, number 18, huge for us. You know, he plays on the edge as an outside linebacker. Several senior leaders rotate in on that defensive line. You know, I feel like I could go through 10 names, you know, so that's a position where we like to keep fresh, that we like to throw a bunch of bodies in there. Caden Holman, number 70, has been, a senior leader at left tackle, but also stepping in at nose tackle for us on the defensive side, who's been plugging holes. A tremendous unit on that defensive side, led by our defensive coordinator, Charlie Vasey, who's done a tremendous job with that unit, and it's been plugging and playing, and they've been playing hard.
The Fort Recovery base defense for you?
Yeah, so our base is a 3-4, but we've shown, you know, throughout the year to kind of go 3-3 stack, but base is a 3-4.
Wes Wenning, first-year head coach, Fort Recovery, our guest before tonight's game on scoresbroadcast.com between the Indians and the Anna Rockets. Tell me what you know about the green and white.
Man, they fly around. They've got some dudes. I mean, I look at big number 55. He stands on film on both sides of the ball. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman, number 4 flies around. You know, I don't know names. I just know those numbers because they flash. But I know those are a couple seniors that just, they make plays. They got a unique style of defense that you don't see, throughout the rest of the MAC. You know, I guess it's, you could call it a base 3-5-3, but typically, they'll have 5 guys deep, which gives the illusion that you can run all over this football team. But the way those guys in the back play and how hard they fly up, I mean, those guys play tough. Offensively, they've got a really nice system that just complements their game well with motions and different formations and ways to get different guys the ball, athletes the ball on that offensive side. You know, so it's a fun team to prepare for. It's a unique team to prepare for, and I just know they play good football. They play clean football, and I think that's indicative of their game last week, their double overtime game last week with the Marion Local Flyers, you know, so it'll be a fun one.
Wes Wenning, first-year head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, then went on to ask Coach Wenning about the parity in the MAC. I said, how does this happen? Fort Recovery beats New Bremen, New Bremen beats Coldwater, Coldwater beats Fort. And he simply said, Chuck, hey, the difference between 6-4, 4-6, razor thin, it's all about playing clean football.
Absolutely.
We'll return with more from here at Anna. Anna Rockets on senior night against the Fort Recovery Indians on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295 3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geffy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're about 8 or 9 minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's game. 2-5-3 clubs, a lot at stake on the line here tonight. Computer rankings could be dictated by the outcome of this game tonight. Each team with a contest next week to round out the campaign. If either Anna or Fort Recovery would close out 2-0, you can bet home field week 11. Anna's got the weaker of the two opponents next week. Playing Parkway, Fort Recovery's got Minster. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements for these two teams tonight. The key building components are right in the trenches. This Fort Recovery team loves to run the football and has got to play stout defense against the rush and hold its own on first down especially. Key building components of tonight's game which opened the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Arushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chuck, the one thing I don't like about the computer rankings is the fact that Anna played Marion Local to double OT, lost 28-27, gets no credit for that whatsoever.
Absolutely.
No credit at all, just a big fat L, according to the computer rankings.
Well, and you're right, and it is a shame, but it's the way it's set up for everybody.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, you're looking at a Marion Local team that might still win the state tournament just because of their reputation. I mean, they got they're a talented team, but last year's team was just a monster.
Yeah.
And, you know, these kids learn from it, so, you know, they're getting better.
And you talk about how well the regular season schedule prepares Marion for the run, games 11 through 16 to the state title. You go through the MAC, and you are set to compete for a state championship year after year.
You're not going to play anybody any tougher.
Right, exactly. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment with Shelby County Veterans Services. On the web at shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. We are here to serve you. You served our country. And don't forget, the Shelby County Veterans Services office sponsors a special event, the annual Veterans Day program, downtown Sydney, 11 a.m. on November 11th, sponsored by Shelby County Veterans Services. Don't miss it. Starting lineups next, followed by the kickoff to start tonight's game between Anna and Fort Recovery in the Midwest Athletic Conference here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Coach West Wenning of Fort Recovery, Chuck, referred to the Rockets on defense as a bunch of fast, good-playing dudes who fly around all over. They'll be tested right away. Anna's on defense to start the game.
Yep. I think Fort Recovery, or Anna, won the toss and deferred, so they'll take the ball in the second half.
Alex Garkey, quarterback for Fort, 6'2", 210, a senior. Reese Wendell, primary running back, 5'11", 180, a senior. Fullback Luke Lochtefeld, 6 feet, 190, a senior. Wide receivers, Colson Post, Troy Post, unrelated. Brody Bargy. Tight end Breaker Judy, he figures in this offense. He is 6'5", 205, and a junior. Offensive line, Caden Holman and Jake Meyer at the tackles. They are 6'1 and 6'2, respectively. The guards, Josh Evers, 6'5, and Ray Grube, who's at 5'9, 235. Center, Hudson Overman, 6'2, 270. Opening kickoff to start the game. It is boomed by the Anna Rockets. Meyer down to the 13-yard line, returned by Fort Recovery. It's a good one, right back up the gut, 25-30, 35-yard line before Anna makes the tackle on one of the two posts who returned the opening kickoff to start this game. It was brought back up the field by Troy Post to Fort Recovery. From the 35, the Indians start first and 10.
It was a low kick, and it took a bounce right to Post, so he got a momentum going right from the get, and he did a nice job going up the middle.
Fort Recovery features Garkey at quarterback, and he is under center. We'll see the Indians under center often here this evening. And the first play from scrimmage is a toss sweep to Wendell, who breaks a tackle, breaks another. Look out! He's free down the sideline. He made four and a man miss at the 50. He shoots all the way to the 10, 5, over, touchdown, 65 yards. Game's opening play. Reese Wendell takes it to the house. A big six for Fort Recovery. Anna with perhaps a little hangover from losing that heartbreaker last week to Marion Local in double overtime. Starts poorly on defense. Garkey to Wendell on the dish in the offensive backfield, and Reese Wendell is gone.
Well, he turned the corner. There was one Anna player there, missed the tackle, and boom, he was gone.
Here is the PAT try by Garkey. Good fortune for Anna is that only 20 seconds have elapsed in this game. So the Rockets have plenty of time to come from behind. Extra point try, Garkey, is very long and high. It soars between the uprights. It's good. Fort Recovery with 11:40 left in the opening quarter jumps out on top of the Anna Rockets. 7-0 on scores, broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Anna Rockets return the ensuing kickoff from the 10 up the far side of the field in front of the Anna bench.
Ooh.
And it's a great return, 25-30, beyond the hash, beyond the numbers, into the boundary, 45-50-yard line. Not sure if that was Roberts or Plyman, one of the two for Anna, which has good field position after the quick jump start to this game by Fort Recovery. 65-yard zip to the end zone by Reese Wendell on the game's opening play. Now Anna sets up shop right at the midfield stripe. Ball in the far hash. Logan Ziegenbusch, outstanding sophomore quarterback. He keeps on the opening play for Anna, and he bucks head for one, stood up right in the middle of that defense of Fort Recovery. Fine hit on the play by Kobe Schmitz, assisted by Josh Evers. Second down, 9, Anna, 49-yard line of Fort Recovery. We'll check out Anna's starters momentarily here. It is Ziegenbusch with a two-step drop and a forward pass, a slant over the middle, batted down, line of scrimmage. Ball swatted on the play by Matthew Marshall, defensive lineman, Indians, 3rd and 9, Anna. Ziegenbusch at quarterback, Trenton Roberts running back. Wideout, Zeb Plyman, Brady Winning, Tyson Vobel. Fullback, Cale Hoing along the line. Ian Burmeister, Austin Steinke, Alex Webker, Nolan Wilt, Ezra Egbert. Burmeister, 6'3", 210. Wilt, 6'1", 230. It's not a huge offensive line, but it's a mobile one, a strong one. Very good in the terms of technique. Here is Ziegenbusch running right behind the line of scrimmage. He is being challenged, then makes a late pitch. Play is stopped at the Fort Recovery 48. It picks up 1. 4th and 8 for Anna, which will have to punt the ball. Rockets net 2 yards on the first 3 plays of this game.
Well, I think they need to wake them up because they've come out here really just flat. And give credit to Fort Recovery. They're the opposite, boy. They're ready to play.
At 90 seconds into this game, Fort Recovery will get its hands on the football for a second time already. Egbert to punt. He slaps the football down to the 20, return to Fort Recovery. A cluster of green shirts around the return man, Colson Post for Fort Recovery, who dances back out to the 25-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Indians. And you can bet the Rockets will be a little more formidable on the first play defensively here before Fort Recovery, which went 65 a minute ago on the opening play of this game to leap to a 7-0 lead. This offensive line for Fort Recovery is sizable. It's bigger than Anna's offensive group. In fact, Anna's defensive line is outmatched. Tight formation. Handoff on the play to Wendell. Wendell slides outside left tackle, and somebody puts his shoulder into him. Down he goes at the 31-yard line. Nice gain on the play by Wendell. It is 2nd down upcoming here for the Indians. 5 to go for a 1st down. Ball marked for play beyond the 30. Line to gain the 35.
We've got a couple of tight ends employed by Fort Recovery. Here comes the rush blitz. Pitch out to Wendell behind the line. He juggles, drops it, gets it, and he is snowed under back at the 24-yard line.
He took his eye off the pitch. He got his helmet go up, and the ball hit him in the hands, and he dropped it.
Anna made sure it got quick penetration and stymied that sweep before it got going. So it's going to be third down and about 11 or so to go for a first down. My mistake, I can't count. More like eight as the forward progress was a little further upfield. Passing formation, two receivers left, one to the right for Garkey, who is in the shotgun spread for the first time. Line to gain over the 35. Garkey's in the pocket, and he is being hassled back there by Anna, which strips the football. Recovery, though, by Garkey of Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Another loss, and it's a punting down for the Indians. Anna was much sharper defensively on that defensive set, Chuck. Certainly a hangover on
play number one after that.
Tough, heartbreaking loss to Marion Local last week in double OT, 28-27. Garkey to punt, way back inside his 10. Anna with a strong rush up the middle. Great kick by Garkey. Oh, it's fantastic. Man, oh, man, what a boot. Brody Murray went back to the 20 to scoop it up, and he travels to the near sideline. Down he goes at the 31. That kick must have traveled a good 55 yards.
55 yards in the air.
Exactly. What a kick by Garkey.
Wow.
So the field is flipped. Anna starts first and 10 from its own 30. Rockets were certainly sluggish offensively in possession number one. Three plays, 2 yards. 7:58 to go in the first. 7-0 in favor of Fort Recovery. Zeb Plyman, 5'10", 160-pound senior. He has been a jack-of-all-trades for Anna this year. Good rusher, fine receiver. Excellent on the back end defensively. Ziegenbusch, short drop. And then he makes a delayed handoff to the ball carrier, who surges for two or three, and that's it. From the 33, Anna confronts a second and 7. As Roberts angle between left guard and tackle, minimal gain. Good stop in there on the play by Brody Hart, linebacker for Fort Recovery. We played 4.5 of the opening quarter, 7-0 Indians. Ziegenbusch drops, throws an out pattern near sideline. It's picked, intercepted. It was telegraphed. My, oh my, all over it was Brody Bargy for Fort Recovery. He ran the pass route, stepped in front of Plyman near sideline, interception, tackle made fairly quickly, Fort Recovery in business at the 29 of Anna.
It was right in front of us, and you just saw him break on the ball. He looked like the receiver.
Sure did. Yep, Anna's timing is clearly off. And on that first offensive series for Fort, the Rockets didn't display the kind of effort they'll need to slow down the Fort Recovery run game. Here's Garkey on first and 10. He powers with the football, quarterback keeper all the way. He lowers the boom on an Anna tackler at the 28. He charged it up forward for 2. Second down, 8 for Fort Recovery. Line of scrimmage, the 27 of Anna.
They've switched quarterbacks. Now this time, 18 was the one that took the snap that time. Now they got Garkey back.
That was Breaker Judy in the Wildcat on the previous play. Head coach Wes Wenning will get Judy the ball any way he can. Anna displaying run blitz, second down and 7 officially from the 27 of Anna. Garkey back at QB, fires a pass which bounces in the right flat. He threw it ahead, so it's incomplete, not a lateral. It was intended for Troy Post. The feel of the ball after it skimmed off the grass surface. 3rd and 7, Fort Recovery. Line of scrimmage, 27 of Anna. No doubt, 4 down territory for the Indians. Garkey, the field goal kicker, 1 for 2 on the year.
I watched him warm up. He was pretty accurate from 40 yards in.
1, 2, 3 receivers, trips to the right for Garkey. The quarterback is at the 33 in the spread. Takes the snap, rolls right. It's an out pattern into the flat. Receiver makes a nifty catch. Heading beyond the hash mark toward the numbers. He's tackled immediately. The play gains about 5. It comes up too short of the first down stake. 4th and 2, Fort Recovery. Big play early on in this game. 6:17 left here in the opening quarter. Fort Recovery 7, Anna nothing. Anna Rock is guilty of, is it fair to say, a little sleepwalking at the start, Chuck?
I don't think that we're saying anything that the coaches aren't seeing over there.
Fort Recovery flashes 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left. Garkey's in the spread. He's going to run it between right guard and tackle. He puts his head down, and he digs for first down yardage down inside the 20 to the 18.5. He's got it with 4 or 5 feet to spare. Fort Recovery trying to charge ahead by 2 scores in this game. 5:50 left, opening quarter, timeout, Anna, 7-0 Indians on scores.broadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
1st and 10, Fort Recovery, 19-yard line of the Anna Rockets. And after the timeout, Garkey fakes the inside handoff to Lochtefeld. Deals on the play to Wendell. He's caught behind the line. Lost a couple. Back to the 21. It is 2nd down and 12 for Fort Recovery. 5:13 left, opening quarter. 7-0 lead for the Indians, who are striving for more. Second man through, burst right up the middle. There was a hole. Anna made the tackle after about a 6-yard drive ahead by the ball carrier, Lochtefeld. Looked like he might get more. Anna did trip him up. Gaping cavity developed in the middle. 3rd down and a little better than 5, almost 6 to go for a 1st down for Fort Recovery. Outside the 15 of Anna, 4:38 to go here in the first quarter. Indians already lead 7-0. 3 receivers to the left for Garkey. Looks like a passing formation. But this club is in 4-down territory, I would think. Garkey does kick field goals. He runs it here. Uh-oh, he's got an opening. He sprints outside right tackle, angles down toward the pylon, shoots beyond the 10, and he is bolting to about the 5 inside it. Let's see where the ball is marked for play.
5-yard line is what it looks like.
Right at the 5. Timeout called by Anna. 4:18 to go, first quarter. 7-0, Fort Recovery looking for more on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
A shaken up player for Anna appears to be 11. That's TJ Roberts. And that is a significant loss.
They need him.
If he can't return, that hurts. 4:18 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Fort Recovery. Goal to go, Indians, who are already sporting a 7-0 lead in this game. A stunner, a shocker so far here at Booster Field at Anna. Both teams 5-3 coming in. Anna, even with a win next week over Parkway, set back tonight. Anna might be on the outside looking in at 13th or 14th at the end of week 10. It is Lachtefeld right up the middle. Big pile up down near the goal line. It's going to be ruled second and goal at the 1 for Fort Recovery. Under 4 to play in the opening stanza. It's been all Indian so far. Anna Rockets have started this game sluggishly, and that's an understatement. Ball marked for play at the 1.5. Darkey's under center. Two tight ends employed. And the first man is dealt the football. Lachtefeld, the fullback, Burrows. He's over. Touchdown. Fort Recovery's on top, 13-0. And we have played less than 9 minutes in this game. A surprise here at Booster Field. Extra point attempt for Darkey. I tell you what, Chuck, we saw Anna whip Versailles after Versailles had lost a heartbreaker to Marion Local. And Versailles clearly on that night here at Anna was suffering from a hangover, sleepwalking a little bit, didn't play sharply at all. Anna thumped him 35-7. PAT try by Garkey. It's a beauty. He pounded it right down the middle between the uprights. Fort Recovery Indian Storm to a 14-0 lead. Fort is on the warpath, leading Anna by two touchdowns. 3:33 to go, first quarter. On scores, broadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, Mr. Do-It-Everything, Alex Garkey, quarterback for Fort Recovery. Punter, place kicker, defensive back, kicks off. And he steers it down inside the 10, inside the 5. Anna returns, far hash mark. Oh, what a hit for Fort Recovery. Indians are taking it to Anna. That was a pop. Head-on collision, 23-yard line. Anna starts first and 10.
That was Braylon Dilworth that made the hit right there. Boy, he stopped him in his tracks.
Indians are fired up. 14-0 advantage. Who would have thunk it? Anna's in a deep hole. Now, Rockets can't afford to panic. Every play in the playbook still available. 3:26 to go, first quarter. A whole bunch of time to go in this game. But Anna's got to start being a little more productive on offense. Here's a swing pass into the right flat. It is caught by Zeb Plyman. He turns the corner, and he meets resistance in the person of Brody Hart of Fort Recovery, who jars him to the ground after about a 6-yard gain. Second down, 4 for Anna. Ball marked for play at the Rockets 27. Anna playing here at home, no doubt a favorite coming in, especially after playing Marion Local so tightly last week. But as you heard the coaches say in the pregame, you've got to be ready every week this year in the MAC. No nights off. The parity is superior. Ziegenbusch rolling left and back to the right, being chased to the offensive backfield. No one available near sideline. Great coverage before recovery. And Ziegenbusch has to flip it out of bounds, and he does.
1 for 4 for 6 yards. And they have 10 yards total in the first quarter offensively.
Third and five for Anna. Clock stopped in that play. 2:33 to go first quarter. A couple of receivers left. Two to the near side for Ziegenbusch of Anna. Three down linemen prevent defensive sorts here for Fort Recovery. Short drop, Ziegenbusch. Down and out, far sideline. It's in the air at the 40. It is too high into the Anna bench. Ziegenbusch missed his man. Throw was a bit too tall. Fourth down, punting situation. Fort Recovery will get the ball again around their own 35-yard line or so. Under 2.5 left in the opening period. Egbert back to punt. He'll take the snap at his 15. My, oh my, how this high school football season has changed this year from week to week. High snap, kick by Egbert, low. Does he get some top spin? Yes, but it's snatched on the run by Fort Recovery at the 39 and returned to the 43-yard line. Well done on the play by the return man. It was Garkey who was back deep. Two yards short of the 45, first and 10 for the Indians.
That was Plyman that made the hit on him. That was a nice tackle because the punt was low and returnable.
2:22 left, opening quarter of action. Fort Recovery with its third possession, having scored in the first two. And Dennett with only several plays. Fort Recovery, two touchdowns, less than 10 plays in this game. Fort Recovery's offense has dominated the Anna D so far. Two receivers to the left for Garkey, who's in the shotgun spread. He'll take the snap back at his 37. Does so, wants to pitch it. Deep drop, being pursued, being chased, and he is caught way back behind the line of scrimmage. It is a quarterback sack, Nolan Wilf. Guess who? He is all Mac for certain.
He's as good as I've seen this year.
Yep. And that flips the field because that's a 14-yard setback. And Fort Recovery now is at its own 29. The line to gain is beyond the 50. Second and 24 for the Indians. Garkey in the spread, but he's up fairly tight. Movement, line of scrimmage, and it's offside against Anna. Austin Steinke jumped.
Watch the ball. That's all you have to do. Yep. Watch the ball.
So it's second and 19 now for Fort Recovery. 1:40 to go here in the opening period of this game. 14-0 Indians. In a few minutes, words from a couple of new sponsors, Curley's Custom Meats in Jackson Center and Eisenhart Homes in Botkins. We had a bunch of three receivers to the left, a trio flanked to the near side for Garkey. Lone set back in front of him. Garkey throws a flare pass to post. He catches even with the line of scrimmage. And then he barrels down the near sideline on the numbers, 35-40. Knocked down right there. It sets up third and about 12 or 13 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Final minute opening quarter as Garkey got the ball to Troy Post immediately in the left flat. Made back some of the yards, lost on the sack. Anna now with nobody standing or nobody down in the stance on the defensive line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 across. Garkey's going to run, meets resistance at the 38, and he's double-teamed, and Anna puts the whammy on him at the 41 or 42. Fourth down coming. And that was the last play of the first quarter of this game. Fort Recovery 14, Anna nothing at the end of one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, you will love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart Homes in Botkins. You see, at Eisenhart, we understand that building a home may be the biggest investment of your lifetime. And our goal at Eisenhart is to create a home that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you will truly love. We start the second quarter. Garkey to punt. Way back at the 32, nearly blocked. Anna's Stearns got in there, nearly swatted that football. Fair catch by Anna down inside the 30 at the 27. I think that was Julian Stearns for Anna, who almost made the block.
It was, and I'll tell you, I had to look at the, because I knew it was 72. I the ball, I think, went between his hands.
Oh, that was the break that Anna was looking for, down 14-0.
Yeah, that would have helped.
Stearns couldn't get a mid on it. Garkey got the punt away. Fair catch, Anna, by Brody Murray. First and 10 Rockets. Line of scrimmage, 27. And as good as Anna was offensively last week against a very good defensive Marion local team, Anna not doing a darn thing offensively in this game tonight. Running play on first and 10. That's a minimal advance. Pickup of two, maybe. Second down and 8, Anna.
Poor recovery at a 90-10 yardage advantage in the first quarter.
Oh, boy. Give the Anna ball carrier three. A 3-yard gain on the play by Brody Murray. Second down and 7. Ball marked for play just shy of the Anna 30. Opening minute, second quarter. 14-0 Fort Recovery in a stunner. Man in motion. Oh, we got a reverse back to the near side. And Fort Recovery stays at home, covers it well, and nice downs job. The ball carrier at the 34-yard line. Beautifully done. Tackle against Murray. And it was one of the posts who came up to greet the ball carrier.
That was well set up, and man, Fort Recovery played that well. They stayed home.
Yep.
On this right side. Good job.
Troy Post didn't budge. Defensive back this side of the field. He was parked right there, waited for the reverse man to run right into his area. Third and 3, Anna. Zeckenbusch to throw. It's a quick slant. It is caught at the 39, 41, 42-yard line. First and 10, a bullet thrown to Plyman. As Zeckenbusch on third and short goes up top. First and 10, Rockets, 42-yard line, and Anna's end of the field.
First down of the game for the Rockets.
10:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Make a note of that. Nearly 2 minutes into the second period before Anna gets a first down. Here is Zeckenbusch, 6 yards behind the line, rolling right, wants to throw, loops it right side of the field. Receiver for Anna, leaps into the air, makes a splendid catch at the 28-yard line. Backpedals to the 25, or I should say at the 35-yard line. Backpedals to the 32. Well done by Brody Murray. Throw by Zeckenbusch on target. As he looped that one in between a couple defenders, Murray was right there to make a dazzling reception.
He made a heck of a catch because there was two defenders out there.
Zeckenbusch runs right in, late pitch. Ball carrier stacked up at the 30. Previous line of scrimmage, the 32. Second down, 8 for Anna, which trails 14-0, 9:30 left in the second quarter. Quickly played first half. Ball mark for play just shy of the 30. Line to gain the 22. Fort Recovery has 5 or 6 young men in the secondary. Zeckenbusch hands off. Ball carrier between right guard and tackle. He's got a slither of an opening, and he goes barreling right through it to the 25, 23-yard line.
Riley Brewer.
Good run on the play by the 5'10 junior Brewer. He carved out a big chunk
Got nearly what he needed for the first. Third and one, Anna. Big drive here, Chuck. You feel like Anna needs to score.
They need a touchdown.
To stem the tide and switch the pressure a little bit from the Rockets' backs to Fort Recovery, which will need to answer. Here is Ziegenbusch. He's going to throw on third and one. He's in the pocket forever. He's got to scramble out of it. Tries to get back to the line of scrimmage. Squirts ahead inside the 25, 24, 23. I think he's maybe a yard short of a first down.
He got it.
Did he get it? He did. What an ad lib by Ziegenbusch. Spontaneous in the offensive backfield there.
I thought he held it too long, but what a great job of picking up 3 yards.
And he was wise to not throw it, as Fort Recovery was outstanding in the secondary. The coverage was blanket-like. Running play, it goes to Plyman. Plyman zigzagging after a juke step to the left and back to the right. He's got a nice advance on first down as he carved out space to about the 15, 16-yard line of Fort Recovery. An advance of 6, second down and 4 for Anna. 7:47 to go, second quarter. Anna 14, or I should say Fort Recovery 14. Anna nothing. Receivers left and right. Roberts went out several plays ago, hurt. Here's the handoff on the play to the ball carrier, and it is the running play for Anna. Good effort between right guard and tackle. Touchdown, Rockets, who opened up a gaping opening along the offensive line. Give all the credit in the world to the men up front. Burmeister, Steinke, Webker, Wilton, Egbert. Who got the 6, Chuck?
That was, let me find him. That was Riley Brewer. He had 3 nice runs on that drive.
Yep, Riley Brewer behind good blocking, which pounded the way up front for Anna. Brewer charged into the end zone. Running play from what, a little more than 10 yards out?
It was about 15.
Extra point try by Meyer. He has done an excellent job in the PAT department. Oh, these are so important. It's 14-6. To make it 14-7 is Meyer. He strides ahead, smacks the football, and he toes it through. Between the uprights, 7:31 to go, second quarter. Fort Recovery 14, Anna on the board at 7 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
And a kickoff return from the 14 by Fort Recovery. And it's a splendid dash right back up the field by Troy Post. Look at him go. He split a couple of pairs of Anna coverage men downfield and hustled back over the 30, 35, 37. Fort Recovery starts first and 10. Anna got good offensive line blocking on that last series for the runs of Riley Brewer, who punched it in from about 15 out to culminate the series of plays and put Anna on the board at 14-7. We have played less than 5 minutes here in period number 2. Anna showing run blitz. Garkey in the spread. Backs to his left and right. One is Reese Wendell. Wendell gets the call to the right. Tries to cut it back. Knifes to the 38-yard line. He's flattened right there. He garnered 2. Second down 8. Stearns in there on the hit for Anna. Wilt assisted. Well, we'll see if Fort Recovery can respond to Anna's touchdown.
I think the alarm clock went off on the Anna sideline. They had a great defensive stand, and then they just put it in the end zone. They need to keep it going.
That alarm clock was so loud, I think we heard it, Chuck, in the west side press box. Here's the quarterback, Garkey, wants to throw short. No one's open. He keeps zigzags to the line of scrimmage. He spilled at the 37. He might have lost a couple of feet. Third down and 8 or 9 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Ball marked for play at the 37-yard line. 6:29 to go, second quarter. 14-7, Indians in the lead.
That was a good job by Garkey not throwing that, because it was going to be a quick slant. Anna was all over it, and he was smart enough to hang on to it.
His loss was a full 2, so it's 3rd and 10. Line to gain, the 47 at Fort Recovery. Line of scrimmage, the 37. And we've got nearly a delay of gain by 4. Timeout by the Indians. 6:04 to go until halftime. Fort Recovery up by a touchdown. A moment ago, we talked to you about Eisenhart Homes in Botkins, starting from sketches on paper all the way to the final design. At Eisenhart, we will walk you through every step of the home building process. At Eisenhart, we are hands-on, working with you closely from design to framing to everything in between, like picking out backsplash tiles for the kitchen. You'll love our attention to detail at Eisenhart Homes. We stay within your budget and meet your goals for extremely high quality. We're also experts at remodeling. We add rooms, update kitchens, finish basements, and more. We are Eisenhart Homes. Eisenhart, E-I-S-E-N-H-A-R-D-T, homes.com. And Anna, you'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart. 3rd and 10, Fort Recovery, line of scrimmage, Indians 37. Anna featuring 4 linemen up front, 3 linebackers spaced 3-4 yards downfield. Anna showing blitz. Quarterback Garkey perhaps gets a new play call from the sideline. Play clock winding down to 10. Garkey, short drop, looks left, throws into the flat. Receiver's got a knee on the ground. He catches successfully, but it's a very small advance to the 41, a good 6 yards short of the first down. Play goes for 4. It is 4th and 6 for Fort Recovery. Garkey on to punt. He stands back at his own 25. 5:40 left to go here in quarter number 2. 14-7 Fort Recovery. And we'll get the ball back with a chance to drive down the field and get this game knotted by halftime. Garkey to kick. Oh, he's a good boomer. That's a dandy. Anna catches inside the 25. No fair catch is made. And Fort Recovery gang tackles. 1st and 10 Rockets inside their 25.
I'll tell you what, that was Brody Murray, and he was lucky to hang on to that ball because they hit him right when he caught it.
Well, Brody did hang on tightly.
Good job.
Was there a penalty marker on the play, Chuck?
Looks like they're moving back.
Oh, it's against Anna, and the Rockets will be pinned down around their own 15, maybe inside it.
How do you hold when you let 5 guys hit the return man? Who the heck did you hold?
That's an inappropriate comment. I was thinking the same thing. So it's 1st and 10 from Anna on their own 14. As I peer around the corner of the press box window on the west side here at Anna's Booster Field, it is Ziegenbusch handing the ball off. Small advance, Brewer. He nestled ahead for 2, got to the 16. Second down, 7 or 8 to go for a first down for Anna. Rockets with 3 timeouts left. Fort Recovery's got 2. As we hit the 5-minute mark in the second. At halftime, we will have highlights for you from the Anna Rockets 2018 state championship football victory. Oh, here's a pass by Ziegenbusch. He throws into traffic at the 45, intercepted by Fort Recovery, and run down the sideline inside the 20-yard line. That is a big play, turn of events in this game. Ziegenbusch had white jerseys in the middle of the field all over the place between the hashes, and he threw into a thicket of Fort Recovery Indians, and it was intercepted by Colson Post, and away he went down the far sideline. Ball marked for play at the 20-yard line of Anna, first and 10 Indians.
The only thing that would have saved that play for Anna is if one of the three defenders that were around the ball knocked the one away from the other guy, because that throw was just absolutely up for grabs.
First and 10 for Fort's 20-yard line. It was Isaac Reisner, 6'3", 165-pound safety, who made the interception, not Post. Here's Fort Recovery running on first and 10 into two or three green jerseys right at the line of scrimmage. No gain, second and 10 for the Indians. 4:20 left here in the second quarter of this game. So far, it's not been Anna's night. Fort Recovery's taken it to the Rockets. Ball marked for play right on the 20. We're down to the 4-minute mark. Play clock is at 9:08:07. Darkey's under center. He's milking every bit of that play clock. He gives the ball to the second man through Wendell. Wendell angles, stays on his feet, didn't go down right away, and picked up about four. It's close to the 15. Call it third and 5.5 or 6 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery, which is up 14-7.
Well, that was a good 5-yard run because he made the first guy miss back there. If he hadn't, it was going to be third and 10.
And then he made a good jump cut in the hole, did
nice
Wendell.
Run.
Made a man miss in the offensive backfield. And then he made a nice twist in the hole. Uh-oh, Fort Recovery fumbled the football. It's on the ground. I saw a flag fly that may have been to spot the ball. Anna nearly got it. A loss of a couple or three on the play. Fort Recovery luckily recovered it. And Garkey will try a field goal on fourth down and 6 or 7 to go for a first down.
He's absolutely got the leg for this.
Now he's missed one inside 30 yards, made one inside 30 yards on the season. Ball would be spotted at about the 22 or 23, add 10. So it's a 32-yard plus kick for Garkey to give the Indians a 2-score lead. Good snap, good spot, kick is away. It looks excellent. Wow, that could have traveled 50. It is perfecto. Kicked by Garkey. He nails the field goal from 33. Fort Recovery takes advantage of the interception. And the line of scrimmage at the end of 20. Rockets stiffened. Almost make a fumble recovery. But Fort Recovery produces a big field goal to lead 17-7. 2:45 left in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Anna down 10, 17-7 Fort Recovery, under 3 to play, second period of this game. In the second quarter tonight, Marion Local leads Minster 28-0. Coldwater 14, Versailles 8 in the second. Oh, boy, here's another jarring hit by Fort Recovery. Downfield in a hurry on the end of kickoff return. And the return man, Murray, for the Rockets is blasted at the 26-yard line. Some hard hitting being exhibited tonight by the visiting Indians.
They look like a really good football team.
Here comes Anna to the line of scrimmage. Boy, the Rockets would love to get on the board before the halftime break and whittle this deficit from 10-3. It won't be easy. Roberts has not returned. I don't believe Chuck,
no.
Went out earlier. with a lower leg injury. Ziegenbusch to run on first down and 10, and look at him go. Ziegenbusch, Z for zigzag as well, right up the middle. Good quarterback run as he manufactures 10 out to the 39-yard line of Anna. 2:28 to go, second quarter, 17-7 Fort Recovery. Two receivers each way for Ziegenbusch. He fakes the handoff to Brewer. Ziegenbusch right back up the middle again. And he bullies his way for about eight more to the 48-yard line of Anna. Second down, a couple upcoming. Scoreboard shows three timeouts left for the Rockets.
Getting ready to say, they got plenty of time with those three timeouts.
Yep. Two receivers left, two to the right for Ziegenbusch, who wants to throw. Out pattern, receiver diving, and does he make a reception? No, ball's on the ground at the 47. Logan's been a little off here tonight. He's been sharp in recent weeks. Third down and one for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 48. Don't think the Rockets would dare go for it if they don't get the full yard here. Oh, Ziegenbusch is collared at the 49. I think his forward progress got him the first down.
Wow, that was a good spot for Anna.
Ball marked for play, shy of the 50, first and 10 Rockets. As Ziegenbusch was yanked around the neck, spun backwards. His forward movement netted him the first down by about the length of a football.
It was just like JT, he had the first down against Michigan.
Ziegenbusch throws in the right flat. Receiver's not looking. Wide receiver didn't cut to the sideline. That's where Ziegenbusch threw it. Receiver cut in from the numbers toward the hash mark. Ball wasn't there. Second and 10, Anna. 1:29 left in the second. Clock stops. 10-point lead, Fort Recovery, 17-7. Here's Ziegenbusch. Handoff, offensive backfield to Brewer. Oh, my goodness. What a stop. Well done. Evers and Meyer slice through for the Fort Recovery defense. And Brewer is toppled for a sizable loss. Anna faces third and 14 from its own 45. Fort Recovery really charged up tonight. Ziegenbusch dancing in the pocket, rolling right, still looking. Throws sideline. It is tipped away at the last second by Fort Recovery at the 27-yard line. Fort Recovery had three defenders downfield around Vobel, and a no choice but to punt.
And I had three offensive linemen down there, too. Nobody saw it.
56 seconds to go here in the first half. One good thing, Chuck, Anna will get the ball to start the third quarter of this game.
All right. Well, they've shown a little bit of life.
Yes, I like it. Charlie Basie says, give me that timeout.
And Fort Recovery takes a timeout to stall the clock. Indians will get the ball back momentarily. 55.2 to go, second quarter. It is fourth and 14 for Anna, giving us an opportunity to highlight one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Curly's Custom Meats in Jackson Center, so privileged to have Curly's on board. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. Succulent steaks and roasts, mouth-watering brats, bacon and burgers. Our store at 610 West Pike, Curly's Custom Meats, is a haven for most meat enthusiasts. Oh, your mouth will be watering for sure. We originally specialized in processing beef and hogs for individuals who raise their own animals. Today, through the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats in Jackson Center. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards and maintaining control over our products. And at Curly's, we source locally grown, wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that is unmatched. Punt by Anna, near sideline, hits on the numbers at the 25. and skips out of bounds in the area of the 15. 46 seconds to go here in the first half. Fort Recovery ball leading by a count of 17-7.
They had nobody back to return that punt. They were in safe mode. They had 11 guys within 7 yards of the line of scrimmage.
That was a good plan. Indians start, might take a knee, won't get too cute, you wouldn't think, leading 17-7, waning second quarter, 45 ticks on the clock, ball being marked for play, back downfield outside the 10 and a half yard line of Fort Recovery. Was there a penalty of some kind at the end of that out-of-bounds kick?
I think it went out, that's where it went out.
Okay. And again, in safe mode is Fort Recovery. Garkey takes the snap, and he'll hang on to the football. He's got an avenue. He butts heads with an Anna player. 15-20, down he goes. Curly's Custom Meat, 610 West Pike and Jackson Center. Savor the flavor at Curly's. New sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. So privileged to have Curly's on board. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike and Jackson Center, Curly's, C-U-R-L-Y-S, meats.com. That's Curly's meats.com. Final 10 seconds, second quarter. It's been all Fort Recovery. Anna fortunate to be within 10 at 17-7. Fort Recovery has thoroughly outplayed the Rockets in the first two quarters. Running play to the end of the half results in an advance to the 30. And that's where the second quarter closes out. Head coach Wes Wenning near sideline for Fort Recovery has his troops fired up, heading off into the locker room. And you can bet Nick Marino of Anna does too. Anna's got work to do in the second half of this game. Again, coming up in about 8 or 10 minutes, we'll hear highlights from the 2018 state championship by the Anna Rockets. Was it 2019 or 18? I've just had a brain glitch.
You know what?
I think it was 19.
I don't know. They all run together at that point. But that was one heck of a tournament run is what that was, whatever year it was.
Exactly. 23-minute halftime here on Scores Broadcast. Fort Recovery on top by a 17-7 score over Anna. A shocker in the making on senior night at Booster Field on the Anna High School Complex. We'll return with more in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Yep, hello, welcome back. Anna's Booster Field, the scene of tonight's game of the week on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Recovery 17, Anna 7 in a stunner here at the halftime break. At intermission, we are brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Chuck, all Indians through the first 24 minutes.
Well, you know, it is, but Anna had 15 rush attempts for 24 yards, 3 of 11 thrown up for 38, 62 total yards in the first half, 2 interceptions. They had 5 first downs. Fort Recovery, 21 rushes for 98 yards, 3 of 4 throwing up for 20. They had 118 yards, 3 first downs, but the difference, no turnovers. The turnover, Fort Recovery scored 10 points off of Anna's 2 interceptions.
Yeah, Anna, a sluggish start. You could see it from the beginning. No other way to describe it than, what, flat?
Yep.
And Fort Recovery was fired up as if tonight's game was for the league title.
Well, you know, I'm sure the coaches for Fort Recovery talked about, hey, if we hit them early, you know, they're going to have a little hangover here. So let's pound them early and often, and that's what they've done.
Well, you've coached, and you know how hard it is to get inside players' heads.
Oh, boy.
And you think you've got a team prepped and ready to go, and sometimes you just don't know for sure.
No, you don't. And, I mean, you know, the kids are playing hard. That's all you can ask. But, they're talking about some stuff at halftime. They really need to turn this thing around on this first drive.
Yep, good thing is Anna received the second half kickoff. We've got two full quarters to go. Anna can rev up the engine and produce 3-4 touchdowns in the final two periods. But Fort Recovery, 5-3, no slouch. That is for sure. Halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers,
steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Booster Field, Anna High School on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. 17-7, halftime score. Fort Recovery upsetting Anna. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide custom kitting and poly packaging of your products and assembly and warehousing as well. At Production Support, we're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast in the many schools and athletic programs in the region it follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Hey, we're a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which are highlighted by Scores Broadcast. And through Scores, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply here in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations in the region, helping make our area a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. Well, we've got Anna Highlights cut number two coming up for you here momentarily from that 2019 state championship season for Anna, when the Rockets defeated New Middletown Springfield in the state title game by a score of 48-14. Anna went 9-1 during the regular campaign. Only loss was here to Marion Local 17-14. The only non-running clock game was a contest played against Parkway. Anna won at 49-28. All other wins, the other eight in the regular campaign, were continuous clock triumphs. In the postseason, Anna beat Minster 47-21, Sherwood Fairview 54-20, Archbold 42-7, Mechanicsburg 36-6, and then New Middletown Springfield 48-14. We pick up that state title game in 2019 in the second quarter as Anna builds on its lead.
New Middletown Springfield is just over the 50 now at the Anna 49. Brungard rolling right. He goes 12 yards laterally behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, and then Anna strips the football. It's loose on the gridiron. Back inside the 40. Still rolling. Rockets on a recovery at the 35. Brungard got a little too cute. He was a bit too fancy in the offensive backfield. My, oh, my, what a play by Cam Stewart.
There was a lineman that was trying to get it, and Stewart made up about 5 yards on him and got to the ball first.
And the Anna Rockets, who've had, what, Chuck, 11 or 12 mercy rule running clocks this year, are on the verge of going up 21-0 early second quarter. New field position for Anna, 38 of the Tigers, after Brungard rolled out to the right, and he continued to lug the football toward the sideline, and it was kind of like a loaf of bread out alongside his hip.
Yeah, I don't think anybody hit him. I think he dropped it.
And Anna, Johnny on the spot with two big fumble recoveries in this game, both deep in the opponent's end of the field. Here comes Anna to the line of scrimmage.
This would be a dagger right here if they can put it up 21.
Let's see if Bixler elects to throw. Oh, he does. He looks middle of the field. Wide open receiver. It's going to be a touchdown. It's caught on the dead run. Yes, 6 points. There it is. Nolan Emerson, that first down, quick slant, middle of the field, as the cornerbacks and the linebackers were snug up to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the play action just held that safety, and Emerson ran behind him. He was 10 yards behind that safety.
Wow, what a play by Anna. How many times have we seen that this year? Two or three times. It has been Richards on the catch, the first down throw by Anna, after Bixler and Uhlskamp run, and you are mesmerized by the Anna rushing game, and then the Rockets bring a forward pass on first and 10 from inside the 40 after the change of possession. TD strike. It goes for what, Chuck? 38 officially?
38 officially.
And then Ambus booms the extra point way up into the stands about 15 rows deep. He's got it. Anna 21, New Middletown Springfield, nothing. 3 minutes gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Under 3.5 to go, second quarter. Rockets lead 21-7. Second down and just under 20 to go for a first down. Anna picked up the first.
Yep.
Here is Bixler dealing Uhlskamp. He's got open space. He cuts it back at the 40. He's beyond the linebackers at the 50. The safety tries to catch him down inside the 20. Uhlskamp running hard. He lunges to the pylon. Got it for the touchdown. And our Rockets take the lead 27-7. Great read by Bixler. And it was Riley Uhlskamp on a mad dash to the end zone. A huge crevice developed in the middle of that offensive line. What a job by Luke Dye and his fellow linemen up front. Uhlskamp did the rest.
And 72 yards.
Woo.
And I'll tell you what, I want to say something impressive about the Springfield kid. He ran him down. I've never seen anybody moving that fast from the other side of the field.
That's what kind of speed this New Middletown Springfield team has. We've been reading all about it. It showed up there. Riley nearly ran out of gas inside the five. His last leap to the pylon got him in as he was being pulled down from behind. Ambus's extra point is right in the middle, center cut. He's got four in a row here today. He is now 85 for 93 on PATs for the year.
Well, I'll tell you what, you talk about an answer. The momentum had switched. Their crowd was excited. The sideline was excited. And boom, they put the spear right in them on that one.
How long a run by Uhlskamp?
72 yards.
After a very productive run on second and long by Bixler for Anna.
91 yards on the last two plays.
Wow. Timeout called. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Anna back up with three touchdowns. 28-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Yep, those were highlights in the second period from the 2019 state championship game, won by Anna, D6 state title, 48-14 over New Middletown Springfield. Rockets here this evening have work to do in the second half against Fort Recovery, being outplayed to the tune of 17-7. Indians over the Rockets. We'll continue with our halftime in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken. From shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads. Plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Anna's Booster Field. Second half about set to commence. Hey, we are your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We have gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. And we have delivered Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop featuring fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And on the other end of town in Fort Loramie on Main Street is the North Loramie Drive-Thru, formerly called the North Loramie Drive-Thru, now the Schaefer Drive-Thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at the new Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly known as the North Loramie Drive-Thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie. And don't forget to stop by today and see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Just email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Holly at Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, oil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and take advantage of the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market's gas pumps, always low pricing. Plus, 1 penny from each gallon sold this month goes to a special public service endeavor. It is the Minster Marching Band. They benefit from the Gallon Giveback Program at Schaefer Market here in October. Anna Rockets have returned the second half kickoff to the 36 and a productive running play on first and 10. The spurt ahead goes for 9. Brewer had a big gap and he chugged right through it. He ran well, Chuck, especially in that second quarter.
I think he's done a nice job, and I think Anna kind of got away from running between the tackles on that last drive, and they had a couple of big losses.
Yep, that's a good point. Second down, less than 2 for Anna. 45-yard line of the Rockets. Line to gain inside the 47. Running play, picked up 2, maybe not quite 2. Could be 3rd and a foot for Anna. Ball marked for play at the 46.5.
They gave him the first down.
Sure did. Chain is advanced. Didn't look like, based on the spot, it got to the 47, but nonetheless, the officials said, move him up. Opening minute, 3rd quarter, 17-7, Fort Recovery, which has outplayed Anna from the get-go. Ziegenbusch in the spread at the 42. It is a run by Ziegenbusch, nothing in the middle. He springs it wide, tries to get on the edge. He's chased out of bounds into the Anna bench at the 47-yard line. Gain 5 or 6. Kaikala in on the tackle. Help from Schmitz for Fort recovery. Ball marked for play officially at the 47 of Fort. Second down and 4. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Two receivers to the right, a couple to the left for Ziegenbusch. Let's see if Zeb Plyman is his hot man here. Oh, it's a throw down the middle. It's caught on the dead run. Guess who? Zeb Plyman at the 25, 20. Look at him go. He ran the post pattern, caught it in stride. He's gone. Anna cuts the Fort recovery lead to 17-13. That play, Chuck, went for what, 47?
43.
43 yards officially. A bomb, Ziegenbusch to Plyman. He made a mad dash on that post right down the middle of the field, and Ziegenbusch hit him right on the spot.
Yep, he hit him in stride. He didn't have to stop.
Sure did. Big extra point here by Meyer to make it a three-point game. 2 minutes and a second into the second half. Lions are down. Snap from center is good. Ball spotted. Kicked by Meyer. Line drive Boomer inside the left upright with the wind at his back. It's blowing fairly stiffly now from the south to the north. He notched the extra point to make it a three-point game. Anna did what the Rockets had to do, and that was put points on the board with the third quarter initial possession. Three-point lead Fort Recovery early on in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Fort Recovery's first possession, third quarter upcoming. Anna has clipped the deficit from 17-7 to 17-14. And here's Fort Recovery trying to turn the tables of the Rockets with a brilliant kickoff return. Broken tackles at the 30 and 35. And the ball is brought back over the 40, 45, 47. Well done by Post. Troy Post has got speed to burn. And if he makes one more man miss, Chuck, it's off to the races. See you later.
Yep, they would have that answer you were talking about. I could see this fielded, but now somebody decided they wanted to stand up in front of me, so I can't tell you what's going to happen.
Line of scrimmage, 47 of Fort Recovery. Garkey at quarterback. Anna has stormed back to make it a three-point game. Running play, Reese Wendell picks his way. Good discipline run. Right tackle, gets a block. Another 50, 47, 46. Lurches to the Anna 44. An advance of nearly 9. Second down and 1 for the Indians. Tackle made on the play by the Anna Rockets. Jace Knoll coming across field to put the hit on the ball carrier.
Just not tackling very well. They're up high. They're not getting into their legs. They're letting them get ahead of steam up.
Now, Wendell is a tough man to bring down tonight for Fort Recovery, that's for sure. On second and 1, ball dealt to the quarterback, Garkey to Wendell. Wendell bullies his way up the middle. 42-40 over it to the Anna 37. First and 10, Fort Recovery, trying to bounce right back from being scored on by the Rockets a moment ago. 8:53 to go in the third. 17-14 Fort Recovery. This has turned into a close encounter. Anna needs a big stop on this drive. Indians with a formidable offensive line. had the QB Garkey in the spread, Wendell alongside. Lochtefeld up front. It's a run to the right by Garkey in the offensive backfield, and it slowed down. Good penetration by Anna. Run for maybe a yard, no more than that, into the Indians bench at the 36, second down and 9 for Fort Recovery.
Tell you what, they're doing a good job against Wilt. We've only called his name once tonight defensively, and normally we're calling his name a lot.
Yep. Good observation, Chuck, as Fort Recovery is doing a good job getting into that first and second layer of Anna tacklers and trying to limit the effectiveness of Wilt. Oh, here's a middle screen by Garkey.
Oh,
man, wide open. Would have been a big gainer for 15 or 20, and it's flubbed. It's dropped. Incompletion.
My goodness, he was wide open. What a great call that was. Anna had nobody near him, and he dropped it.
Was that Wendell? Think it was.
18.
Oh, it was 18?
Yep.
Breaker Judy. Mishandled it. It would have been a sizable gain, a first down for sure. But no dice. Third and 9, Fort Recovery at the end of 36. A couple of big plays here. Trips to the left. Anna with an odd defensive alignment. Garkey sees an opening. He's going to run up the middle. Breaks a tackle. Makes a man miss. Get to the outside. He's at the 30. And somebody nips at his heels at the 26 or 27. But moved the chain. Garkey called his own number. Don't know if that was impromptu or not. But he saw the Anna defense. And he took advantage of numbers left of center. And he exploded. First and 10. 26 of Anna. Anna needs to resist and force at the most a field goal. Trips to the right for Garkey and company for Fort Recovery. 7:20 to go in the third. Anna trails by 3. Garkey with a quick out in the right flat to post. Is it a lateral behind him? Is it forward? Ball's on the ground at the 38, 39. It goes out of bounds. It's ruled an incompletion.
I think that's probably right. The pass was tipped, and I'm not sure where he threw it from. They don't have the luxury of being able to look at it on the replay like they
exactly.
do.
Exactly. You're right. That would be an expensive phone call from here to New York.
Well, and you don't want anybody to make the call unless they know for a fact
yep.
that it was a backward pass. So good job by the officials.
Yep. Rule a forward pass incomplete. Otherwise, it's a 7 or 8 yard loss. Garkey to Wendell right up the gut. Look at him go. He blasts through the middle. He's got one block, another one. He's gone to the house. 26 yards. Reese Wendell, offensive line for Fort Recovery, getting it done. Caden Holman, 6'5", 205. Josh Evers, 6'1", 260. Hudson Overman, 6'2", 270. Greg Rube, 5'9", 235. Jake Meyer, 6'2", 200 pounds. What a huge opening for Reese Wendell. He did the rest. Garkey on for the extra point.
He didn't get touched till he was about the 2 yard line.
What a response by Fort Recovery. Answering the Anna touchdown. Here's the extra point try by Garkey. I'm looking for the official's decision, and it's ruled good. Inside the right upright, 24-14. Fort Recovery leads by 10 over Anna. 7:10 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, Anna is faced with the task of responding to the Fort Recovery score. Each team with a touchdown apiece in the first 4 minutes and 50 seconds of the second half of this game. 24-14 Fort Recovery as Anna's staunch defense has been riddled here tonight. Fort Recovery's offensive line has done the job. Kickoff by Fort Recovery, lights on the ground at the 20. Anna returns far sideline. A good bring back of the boot to the 30, 35, close to the 40. First and 10 Rackets.
Cale Hoeing, and that was a nice return.
Well done by Cale, who was featured on the offensive squad. Hey, the Sydney Frisches has never left. It's still there in Sydney on West Michigan. That's Route 47 west of I-75. As popular as ever. Drop by, have a good, tasty meal at Frisches. Still here in Sydney. West Michigan Avenue, Route 47, west of I-75. Zegenbusch scrambling some more in the offensive backfield. And he hot foots it to the right, makes a late delivery. Forward pass downfield, good for 8 yards to the 48-yard line.
That was a good job because he looked like he was going to get sacked. He's a quick kid.
Was that Vobel on the reception?
Yes.
2 yards shy of the 50, 6.5 to go, third quarter. 24-14, Fort Recovery. Anna with a wide receiver to the left. Two men alongside Zickenbush, who fakes the inside handoff. Flips a little pass short in the flat to Plyman. Plyman hustles downfield. Gets a block at the 45-40. He's flushed out of bounds. Fort Recovery fans up in the stands thinking maybe there was an infraction against Anna. Wasn't called. Good play by Zickenbush. A read option to the left and a little late flip on the play to a receiver. It was a forward shuffle pass, and it's a nice advantage on the play down to the 39. Good gainer for the Rockets. First and 10. Here is Zickenbush. Straight drop. Here comes the rush. Oh, he's in trouble way back at the 50. Late delivery. Receiver coming back for the football. Did he catch it or trap it? It's on the far sideline. Oh, it was really close. Did it skip in off the ground? No. Reception made by Anna. Yes, at the 21-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you what. From my vantage point, and I'm way away from the officials, it looked like it one-hopped him.
I would agree. That's the advantage of looking at that play, Chuck, from the side perspective.
Yep.
I think it was blown. Anna gets a break. Rule of completion of 19 yards to the 21. Anna with a fake inside handoff, flipping the left flat. The ball is caught on the dead run by the receiver. And he makes a dash down inside the 15 to the 10. It's Plyman. He's rolled out of bounds. Could be goal to go. Anna, ball marked for play at the 8 of Fort Recovery. Anna's offense is expanding its attack. It's high octane right now. Rush, rush, rush. And now Anna gets the play in from the sideline. Rockets trying to retaliate and score for the second time in this quarter in the first 7 minutes of the second half. Snap to Zickenbush, fakes the handoff. Zickenbush keeps. Logan plows down to about the 4 or 5. He's stacked up right there. Interior defensive lineman make the play for Fort Recovery. Matthew Marshall on the hit. Ball's outside the 5. 4-down territory for Anna. Second and goal. 5 minutes left, third quarter. 24-14, Fort Recovery. Anna with a duo of receivers to the right. Slot right. Handoff, offensive backfield. Brewer is stalemated at the 4. He was stoned. Gain maybe a yard or two. That's it. Goal to go, Anna.
Josh Evers or Evers?
Evers.
Josh Evers made the hit, and boy, it was a nice one. Stopped him in his tracks.
Yep, what little hole there was. Evers in the middle for Fort Recovery, plugged it up. The ball is officially marked outside the 5. Third down, Anna. Down by 10. Just over 4 to go, third quarter. Man in motion. Zickenbush fakes the handoff, keeps, tries to charge up the middle. He butts his helmet against a Fort Recovery player at the 3, and he's denied. Fourth and goal, Anna. Rockets unsuccessful on what, 1, 2, 3 straight running plays, Chuck?
Yeah, they've gained 2 yards.
This is the play of the night right here. Anna down 10. 3:44 to go in the third quarter. Rocket slow in getting the play in. May take a timeout. Play clock under 10. Rockets hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Here we go. Receiver to the left for Ziegenbusch. One to the right. Takes the snap at the 10. Rolls right. Is he going to throw? Is he going to keep? He makes a cut back at the 7-yard line. And he bolts into the end zone. Marker down. Let's see who it's against. This is a big flag, and it's called against Fort Recovery.
They called defensive holding, what they called.
Is it defensive holding or offensive holding?
No, they called defensive holding, so it's going to be the Klein touchdown.
It is. It's against the visiting team. Anna says no to the penalty, obviously, and takes the score, a run by Ziegenbusch. What a dance to the end zone by Logan.
Boy, on fourth down, that took guts.
3:21 left in the third period. Ziegenbusch zips into the end zone to make it a 24-20 game. Here is the critical extra point. We've had three touchdowns in less than 9 minutes here at the start of the second half. Boot upcoming by Meyer. Apparently defensive holding in the end zone against Fort Recovery. As Anna had crossing pass routes, 6-7 yards deep beyond the goal line. Extra point try. And didn't see a ruling. It might have been missed.
He missed it, but he got flags.
The holder for Anna was belted. And let's see what results.
It's called running into the kicker.
Might Anna go for two? If it's marked at the one. 3:21 to go in the third. The extra point try, as Chuck noted, was just off to the left. It was no good. Clearly a penalty in Fort Recovery. Roughing the holder or running into the kicker. One or the other. And Anna lines up to kick it again. Rockets getting an explanation on the far side. Critical stretch in this game. An important juncture. Anna again for the second time has crept back within a score of Fort Recovery at 24-20. And Anna will line up to kick it a second time. Meyer hopes he's got better luck here. Fort Recovery put on a good charge up front on the last kick and forced an errant one. But may have run into Meyer, the kicker. Here's the snap back. Oh, the ball is on the ground. It is nicely done by Anna. Spotted and kicked through. Oh, the Rockets avoided adversity right there and successfully kicked it. Fort Recovery getting an explanation on the field as to why the infraction was called. Anna's within three, 24-21. 3:21 left in the third. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, a break for Anna. Penalty on that first extra point that was missed is assessed here on the Anna kickoff. Rockets boot from the 50 and will try to pin the opponent back deep inside its own 20. Kickoff goes to the end zone, and that means it is a 20-yard line start for Fort Recovery. Anna's defense has got to rise up and get the job done.
Well, Fort Recovery has had some really nice kick returns, so that penalty really hurt them a little bit. They didn't get a chance there.
Yep, it eliminated any thought of a return by Fort, which starts from its 20-yard line.
as I was saying a few minutes ago, Sydney and Frisch's still there on West Michigan, Route 47, west of I-75, going strong, as popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years at Frisch's in Sydney. Here is Garkey in the spread. He's back at his 15. He gives the ball to Wendell. Wendell slides off a tackler, tries to get to the outside, can't do it. Anna stacks him up at the 21, a gain of no more than a yard. That iconic big boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, vegetable soup, that hot chili, and delicious hot fudge cake, pumpkin pie being served right now as well at Frisch's in Sydney. And don't forget the Frisch's breakfast bar, open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 every single night.
I stopped there yesterday. I had a big boy, and I had a pumpkin pie. I took it back to work with me.
Here's a snap back to, I think, Breaker Judy in the Wildcat, and he stood up at the 23. Nolan Wilt was in his path, met him chest to chest, third and seven, Fort Recovery, 2:19 to go, third quarter. Fort Recovery still leads 24-21. So what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Oh, it's a big menu. I love their dinner offerings now. Meatloaf dinner, chicken pot pie, like the fish. Still in Sydney, Frisch is going strong. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Third and seven officially at the Fort Recovery 23. Big play. Garkey with trips to the right. Oh, he's going to run it, and he nestles ahead, gets a block, lurches to the 27-28, came up 2.5 short of a first down. What will Fort Recovery do here? Ball marks for play, 2 yards short of the 30-yard line. Fourth down, Fort Recovery. Here comes the punting unit as West Winning sends it on.
I don't think you have any choice.
Nope.
And Fort Recovery, with their running game, that had to be tempting, but you don't want to give the ball up at your own 28.
Well, if you're Anna, be wary of a short snap to the up back. Garkey way back at the 15 to take the long hike and kick it. And he sails it in front of the Anna deep man. Anna player was back at the 35. Ball hits at the 42, rolls to the 35. Anna's got it first and 10, down 3. 57 ticks on the clock late in the third. Oh, what a game we've got brewing here at Booster Field.
And it's a really important game, too. So this has been fun.
Next week, Fort Recovery has got a tough contest with Minster, which is getting pounded tonight by Marion Local. Anna plays Parkway on the road. Both teams 5-3. Fort Recovery 10th in its region of D7. Anna 11th in its region of D6. Both teams would like to win out, get a home field berth week 11. Here's a running play by Anna, first and 10. It's Riley Brewer, and he chugs to the 40. Nifty gain on first down. An advance of 6, second down and 4, 10 yards short of the 50, 30 seconds to go in the third, 24-21, Fort Recovery. Anna with the receiver right, one left. Let's see if Ziegenbusch calls his own number here. He gives it off on the play to Brewer on the sweep to the right. It's strung out to Fort Recovery. No gain. It's ruled a fumble. No, it's not. It looked like Fort Recovery. They have shaken it free. The ground caused it. Now the referees huddle, and they wind the clock. It is third and 3.5 to go for a first down for Anna. Just over the Rockets, 40. Fort Loramie winning big. Anna calling a timeout. Important play upcoming. No, the third quarter is going to conclude. 2 seconds, 1 second, that's it. 24-21, Fort Recovery, end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Enormous play for Anna. Third down, 4 yards to go from the 40-yard line. Ziegenbusch rolling right. It's a read option. He pitches, and the ball carrier for Anna surges to the 40, 45, 46-yard line. Well done by Zeb Plyman. Ziegenbusch and Plyman hook up, and it's good for a gain of about 6 and a first down to the 46. That was a third down play. The Rockets might have gone for it had they been faced with fourth.
Might have, and I'll tell you what, that's the first time that the option has worked. They've lost yardage, I think, on every other time they ran it.
Yeah, Fort Recovery fans down below wanted an offensive hold.
Yeah, boy.
Here is Anna running, and the ball carrier is stuck cold at the 48-yard line. No gain on the play. It was Brewer. He was hit solidly at the 48. Okay, he's given a yard and a half. Second down and a little more than 8 to go for a first down for Anna, which is down 3, 24-21. 30 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Fort Recovery's defense tries to stiff it. Three down linemen. They get 4 or 5 linebackers bunched in. Anna runs it outside left tackle. It's Brewer. Brewer squirts into Fort Recovery territory at the 49. He's pushed to the turf right there. Third down, 5 for Anna. 49 of Fort Recovery. First minute, fourth quarter. Game on the line, perhaps on this drive. Anna trails the 3. Touchdown point after would give the Rockets a 4-point advantage. Anna tallied 2 touchdowns in a highly productive third quarter. Anna gets the play in from the far side, and the officials look at each other. Did the play clock run out?
I didn't see when they reset it.
And apparently there is some confusion as to whether or not the play clock was properly set. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. And we've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Renee Mescher, Kathy Wilson, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. But there's no penalty on the play. Anna with a 3rd and 4 or 5. Ziegenbusch fakes the out pattern, throws the bomb, numbers far side, double coverage, interception, Fort Recovery on the ground inside the 15.
That was probably better than a punt.
Indians were all over it. Reisner interception in the secondary for Fort Recovery. Number 2 for him on the evening as Fort Recovery read it beautifully. They didn't bite on that fake. It looked like it might be an out pattern 12 yards downfield.
Instead, what do they call that? A chair pattern up the sideline?
Yeah.
And
pitch and go is what we called it back in the day.
Anna tried to throw a 35, 40-yard bomb. Fort Recovery's Reisner step for step with it.
Oh, yeah.
He made the pick. First and 10 Indians at their own 14 with 10:31 to go in the game. Here is a running play by Garkey, and Garkey's knocked off his pins after a 2 or 3 yard gain. Second down upcoming. Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker Insurance, one of the 2 or 3 most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Here's Fort Recovery running over right tackle. It's stretched out by Anna's defense. Small gain. It's going to be third down upcoming, and at least 5 to go for a first down.
Well, that was Nolan Wilt. He's the one that got back there and then stopped the play.
Yep, Wilt with good penetration. He diagnosed it. He led the charge. Line of scrimmage, the 18. Third and closer to 6 for Fort Recovery with 9:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery 24 and a 21. Garkey brings his team up. Fort Recovery trying to draw Anna into an offside penalty. Garkey takes the snap. Oh, he breaks the tackle behind the line, makes a man miss, puts his head down, and digs hard. 26, 20. He's down right there at the 26. He got the first down. What a run by Garkey. Penetration by Anna on the perimeter. The Garkey made that cornerback for Anna miss and picked up the first down. He was stalled at the 25 officially, but he got the first, a big third down dash.
Well, Landon Hewitt was back there in the backfield,
yep,
and he never,
yep,
put a hand on him. That's,
nope,
how good Garkey ran the ball that time.
Shifty Garkey for Fort Recovery generated the first down. Line of scrimmage, the 25. Garkey keeps it again. Penetration by Anna. 1, 2, 3 green shirts on the back of Garkey at the 22 or 23. He lost yardage. Second down, a dozen to go. Clock starting to become a factor.
Again, Nolan Wilt on the hit that time. Again, he's starting to pick up play.
8-12, 8-11, 8-10 to go in the fourth. Fort Recovery by 3, 24-21. Will Fort Recovery throw the football back inside its own 25-yard line? Garkey and Wendell in the offensive backfield. Garkey looks toward his bench, and a timeout is called by the Indians. Under 8 to play. Fort Recovery up 3 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loring says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loring to buy a car.
Yes, this
I knew Garkey was going to run the ball.
In Alaska, we did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. We found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Up here are some scores. Columbus Grove upsetting Lima Central Catholic 26-13. Coldwater 29, Versailles 14. These are midway second half. Marion Local 42, Minster nothing. St. Henry 7, New Bremen nothing. Fort Laramie led Delphus Jefferson 10-0. Here is Fort Recovery on a big second down play, throwing for Breaker Judy near sideline. He's on the dead run. He catches at the 28, and he's bumped to the sideline at the 30. It is a productive game, but still Fort Recovery is every bit of 5 yards short. Third and five upcoming. Nice dish off on the play by Garkey to Big Breaker Judy, who stands about 6'5". Garkey under center, quick hitter, and it's a run play to the 34. Anna stops it short of a first down by about a foot. Decision time here for head coach Wes Wenning in Fort Recovery. Fourth down, less than a yard to go for the Indians. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Recovery, 34-and-a-half. Anna trailing the visiting team by three, 24-21. And the Indians are going to go for it, it appears.
They're going to call a timeout. They're going to let the clock run down.
Play clock's at 8. Timeout called by Fort Recovery. 7:12 to go in the game. Huge play upcoming. Fourth and about 2 feet for Fort Recovery inside the Indians' 35. It's a three-point game, 24-21. Fort Recovery on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
A measurement took place. Fort Recovery was a foot short. Line to gains, the 35. Ball marked for play at the Fort Recovery, 34-and-a-half plus. Garkey is under center. Anna bunches in. 7-8 defensive linemen for the Rockets. Anna nearly moved. Long count before it recovers Garkey. There's a run up the middle. Got the first down with about 4 feet to spare. Garkey budged forward, picked up a yard and a half, first and 10, Fort Recovery. Indians have generated, Chuck, 2 first downs on this drive.
Yeah, they're doing what they need to do.
5 minutes gone, fourth quarter, 24-21, Fort Recovery in the lead. Don't forget to stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Number one, Barker Insurance, that is for sure.
Well, they're angry because they're not doing the play clock, but they're going to start it just as soon as he marks it for play, so they haven't lost a second.
Exactly. Yeah. Here is Fort Recovery to the line of scrimmage. First and 10, Indians, 37-yard line. Ball dished to Wendell. He's hammered at the line of scrimmage. He tried to bang outside left tackle, couldn't do it. Coming up on the play for Anna, Carter Edwards jarred him. Wilt assisted. He was pretty silent first half. He has been in on about every other tackle here in the second. Nolan Wilt, All-MAC player for Anna. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Second down and 10, Fort Recovery at the Indians 37. Two receivers to the right for the QB, Garkey. Deep drop. Is it a middle screen? Oh, he throws it right into the hands of an Anna player. Picked off by Anna. It's
wow.
Nolan Wilt at the 35, 30, 25, 20. He's caught from behind. Anna's in business. I believe it was 5-5, Wilt.
I think it was 25. It was 25.
Wyatt Howell.
Yep.
Wyatt Howell, 5'8", junior linebacker, 25, not 55. Garkey's middle screen for Reese Wendell was aborted. Wendell wasn't there. Ball went right into the hands of Wyatt Howell for Anna. First and 10 at the Fort Recovery 16.
What a change of events. Here's a power sweep to the right. Anna tries to get to the edge. Headfoot recovery halts it. Ball carrier nailed in his tracks. A loss of a couple for Anna.
Yeah, he needs to cut that up. There's no way he's getting around the end there.
Nope. Nope. When you run that sweep, Chuck, if there's penetration, yeah, you've got to cut your losses.
Yep, cut it up and get a yard.
And get back upfield as quickly as you can. Second down and 10. According to the scoreboard, no gain. Ball marked for play at the 16. I thought he lost one or two. Anna's Brewer, left guard, left tackle. He wiggles, and he shoots down to about the 10. He might have picked up five or six. It is going to be third down for Anna. Three or four to go for a first down with 5:21 left to go in the game. Anna trails by three, 24-21. Scoreboard reads third and four. Four down territory for Anna, you would think. Let's see if Ziegenbusch throws. Does Logan call his own number? We got 6-7 in the box for Fort Recovery. Timeout on the field by Anna. 5:01 left of the game. 24-21 Indians over the Rockets. Third and four upcoming when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENS.com.
Yep, the Rockets have not had Roberts since midway first half when he was injured. Big third and four here. Line of scrimmage is outside the 10 of Fort Recovery. And it's a running play by the Rockets between left guard and tackle. Anna tries to squeeze for three or four. It's very close to first down yardage.
Well, he never got put on the ground, but the whistle blew. He got into the end zone, but they got the first down.
And a player toted it all the way to the goal line. Was that Ziegenbusch calling his own number?
Kept it.
I thought that might be what Anna would do. Offensive line for the Anna Rockets. We'll run them down for you momentarily. They are getting the job done. Big turnover by Fort Recovery. Intercepted screen pass. Howell picked it off for Anna. Got the Rockets in business. Goal to go. Fort Recovery 5. Low snap to Ziegenbusch. Pitch out behind the line. Breaker Judy penetrates and drills the ball carrier for a loss. Back at the 7 or 8. Goal to go, Anna. 7 or 8 yard line.
Not a good call. That play has worked one time out of the five times they've run it, and they've lost yardage each time.
Perimeter defense for Fort Recovery has been stellar.
You are not going to get around them. And I think that's been proven the entire game. And you can run between the tackles.
4 minutes left in the game. This drive might do it for Anna. Ziegenbusch to Brewer. Brewer left guard, puts his head down, hammers. He's down near the goal line. A big pile up at about the 1 or 2. Let's see where the ball is marked for play. Clock running, 3:40 left in the fourth, 24-21, Fort Recovery. Ball spotted at the 2.5 yard line. Third down. Anna's got two plays to punch it in. It's going to be a battle of wills along the line of scrimmage. A big test of strength. Who gets under whose pads with a little better leverage? That's going to tell the tale right here. Anna with a touchdown takes the lead. We're down to 3:10 to go. Anna calls a timeout. Third and goal, 2.5 of Fort Recovery for Anna. which is down 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, these two plays upcoming will decide this game. Goal to go, Anna, 2.5 yard line of Fort Recovery. Third down, Anna trails by 3. Ziegenbusch in the spread. He's back at the 8. He lifts up a foot, another foot. He fakes the handoff to the left. Ziegenbusch keeps. He runs around right end. Ziegenbusch near the pylon. A lunge over. Touchdown. Ziegenbusch for Anna. He did that little spin move in the offensive backfield. Jab step to the left, faked the handoff, and the sweep around left end. And then Ziegenbusch took off for the right corner, and he beat Fort Recovery on the edge. 3-yard scamper. Ziegenbusch called his own number, 27-24, a big extra
Absolutely.
Point upcoming.
It's either 3 or 4.
Garkey, a real good field goal kicker for Fort. He's booted one in this game. Extra point here for Anna would stretch the lead to 4. It is 27-24. Here's the snap coming back. It's a good one. Ball is put down. Kicked by the Rockets. It is on the way. It's true. Down the middle, center cut. Anna storming from behind to lead Fort Recovery 28-24, taking advantage of a big Fort Recovery thrown interception on a screen pass here in the last few minutes of the fourth period. 4-point lead, Anna. Kickoff upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Oh, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi. It's in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds, and a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly always accepting applications at 560 East Main in Rushi. Searching for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. You can also contact us online, OReillyMTS.com, 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 O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. Well, Anna with a ground ball kickoff, a ground chuck, a grounder, and Fort Recovery did well to slide on the ground to get on top of the ball back at the 29. That's where the Indians start, 1st and 10, down by 4 with 3:04 to go in the game. Garkey calls his own number. He sprints across the line of scrimmage beyond the linebackers, and he barrels for about 9 or 10, close to a first down. Big gainer on first down by 4.
They haven't stopped that yet. Not sure why that wasn't their play instead of the screen pass.
Yep, I would agree, Chuck. Of course, it's
easy for
anybody
to retrospect.
Yep.
Fort Loramie 33, Delphus Jefferson nothing. Allen East upsetting Bluffton 14-13. Coldwater 29, Versailles 14. These are fourth quarter scores. Columbus Grove 26, Lima Central Catholic 13. Thanks to Denny Mon and Inrushi for the updates. And on second and very short, Fort Recovery picks up the first at the 42 with 2:19 to go in the game. Garkey calls his own number again, tries to slide outside left tackle. He's hog-tied around the knees. Down he goes. Might have picked up one. Timeouts. Anna with one. Fort Recovery's got two. Indians don't have the full complement of three. We're under two to play. Sooner or later, Chuck, Fort Recovery's got to go up top.
Yep.
Indians to the line of scrimmage on second and 9.5 from their own 42. Garkey to Wendell. Wendell outside left tackle. He's got a little crease spilled at the 45. He picked up 4 or 5. Timeout called by Fort. It'll be third down upcoming and better than 6 yards to go for a first down. Howell in there on the tackle for Anna. Wyatt's the young man who made the pick that set up the go-ahead score for Anna. We're back in a moment with 1:40 to go. 3-point lead, or I should say 4-point lead, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, you would think Fort Recovery sooner or later has got to throw the football. Third down and better than 6 to go for a first down. On the last play, the ball carrier for Fort Recovery was nailed right at the 45. Looked like he might get to the 47 or 8. Good tackle by Anna. Fine hit by Wyatt Howell. Setting up a third and better than 6. Garkey's going to run to the near sideline. He tries to get the corner turned. He's up over the 45, 48, shouldered out of bounds by Anna. 2.5 yards short of the first down stake. Where's the ball marked for play? Not a real good spot for Fort Recovery. It's put in play at the 49. It's 4th and 3. Ball game on the line here. 90 seconds to go in the game. 28-24. Anna up 4. Fort Recovery needs to get to the 48 of Anna. Ball marked for play at the 49 of Fort. Here is Garkey in the spread, takes the snap, rolls around left end. He dives. He's hit hard at the 50. He lunges. Did he make it? It's going to be a measurement. Oh, is it close?
He's about a yard short.
Anna thinks it's a turnover on downs. It is. The Rockets have staved off Fort Loramie's, or I should say Fort Recovery's, final drive here in the fourth. Oh, what a tackle applied there by Anna. The hit was made at the 50. The ball carrier for Fort Recovery. Was it Garkey again?
Yeah, he kept it.
He tried to make that last second lurch to get to the 48. Didn't make it. Ball is marked for play just inside the 49. The officials have signaled Anna possession. 1:29 to go. The Fort Recovery can stop it once. Anna will take a knee, no doubt. No reason to try to advance the football. It is at the 49 of Anna. Ball snapped back to Ziegenbusch. Climbing in motion. Ziegenbusch keeps up the middle. Fort Recovery wrestling for the football. Still trying to strip it out. They can't do it. Fort Recovery gets a timeout. Ball at the 48-yard line. Last timeout for the Indians. Anna up 28-24. A big fourth down stop by Anna as Fort Recovery turned away the forward pass, Chuck, and ran it four times to try to get the first and came up a full yard short. 9 yards and four running plays didn't get the job done.
No, they had ran the ball well, and I'd like they ran the Wildcat on third down, and they got the ball close, but that was a heck of an effort by Garkey, and he reached me about a yard short.
Yeah, if he'd had arms...
Go-go gadget.
As long as Lou Alcindor, he might have gotten the first down.
Yeah, he would have thrown the lob hook up there.
What a second half for Anna, which by my count, Chuck, has outscored Fort Recovery 21-7 here in the last 24 minutes of this game.
And this is a crushing loss. If this thing stays, what a loss for Fort Recovery. Played three quarters with the lead, and this loss is going to really hurt them in the playoffs.
It will sting. Fort Recovery will need a win over Minster next week. That could be one of those games where the loser's out, the winner's in.
Yep.
Minster Fort Recovery next week. Here's Ziegenbusch back in the pocket. He's dancing, waiting for on-charging defensive lineman. Then he goes to a knee at the 40-yard line. Clock is running, 110, 109. Fort Recovery can't stop it. And a 28, Fort Recovery 24. Rockets with big plays here in the second half. Two strong touchdown drives and scoring plays in the third quarter alone. And then a huge switch in momentum beyond the midway point of the fourth quarter when Fort Recovery backed up in its own end through a middle screen pass right into the lap of Wyatt Howell of Anna. And then Anna ran it into the end zone eventually. Ziegenbusch from 3 yards out on a third down play.
Fourth down.
Was that fourth down,
yes,
Chuck?
Yes, it was.
Thanks for correcting me.
Yeah.
Big fourth down run by Ziegenbusch to save the day and win the game for Anna. Fort Recovery, a splendid effort. The Indians fall short. Anna wins it in comeback fashion by a final count of 28-24. Clock still winding down. Fort Recovery can't stop it. In fact, the teams are at midfield shaking hands. One heck of a high school football game here tonight. And I am so glad, Chuck, you and I and Scores Broadcast and all of our listeners were a part of it.
Two really good high school football teams, and they both played really well. That was a heck of a football game.
We'll return to wrap it up, talk about our stars of this game, take a look at next week. Shortly here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Anna Rockets 28, Fort Recovery Indians 24. A thriller here tonight at Booster Field at Anna High School. One tremendous high school football game in the Midwest Athletic Conference where there has been so much parity this year. Stop and think about it for a second. New Bremen was beaten by Fort Recovery. New Bremen beat Coldwater. Coldwater beat Fort early in the season. Two or three scenarios like that. Parity in the MAC tonight. Fort Recovery tried to pull the surprise over Anna away from home here at Booster Field. Almost got it done. Couldn't finish out the fourth quarter. Big turnover. interception on a screen pass by Fort, and the Anna Rockets punch in the game-winning touchdown and take it over Fort Recovery by a 28-24 count, trailing at one time in this contest, 17-7 at the intermission break at halftime. Anna outscored Fort Recovery 21-7 over the final two periods. A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane so much. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. And Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. And don't forget, online ordering is available for Schaefer Propane at SchaeferOil.com, SchaeferOil.com. Online ordering available for Schaefer Propane. Online bill payment available for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane at SchaeferOil.com, SchaeferOil.com. Understand the Seattle Mariners have defeated the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. Thanks to Denny Monnet and Rushi for all the score updates. Suarez hits a grand slam to pace Seattle to the victory over Toronto. And the Mariners are up 3-2. They head back to the Blue Jays Park for the final one or two games of that series. Chuck, your observations on this game tonight. Give Anna a big A-plus for resilience, probably a D-plus for the start to the game, because Fort Recovery really took it to the green and white, the home team,
yep,
on senior night with so much on the line. But Anna battled back, and I thought scoring on that first possession third quarter was so crucial.
It was, but then the Fort Recovery answered and went yep, back up 10, and yep, but then that was the end of their offense, and Anna took it over in the fourth quarter, did a great job. Yeah, they started sluggish, and there's no doubt about it, and Fort Recovery punched them in the face to yep, start the game. 65-yard Rice touchdown run on the first play of the game. But Anna, resilient, bounced back, did a good job, stopped Garkey by about a foot on that last drive, yep, and that was the ball game.
Anna with a big third-quarter touchdown bomb, post pattern right down the middle of the field, Zickenbush to Plyman. That was a real big score. Anna did just enough through the air to keep the opponent honest tonight. When it was all said and done, Fort Recovery,
gee whiz,
as the leaf blower, not the CSX, comes rolling through the West Side Stadium here at Anna's Booster Field. But when it was all said and done, Fort Recovery just did not get enough done through the air. In fact, what haunted them in that fourth was the pick they threw on the screen pass, and that turned the tables. Wyatt Howell with a big interception, a big stop. He played well.
Yeah, he's gonna. Yeah, I forgot, but he's gonna get over here. I got three of them.
The junior Howell played remarkably well. Big plays late in this game for Anna.
Anna had 62 yards at the half in offense. Mm. 62.
Woo.
They ended up with 310.
So
they had 310 to 220 advantage and 11-8. And I'll tell you what, the one interception he threw in the third quarter, I think it was late in the fourth quarter,
turned into a good punt.
That's what I said. Yeah. That was better than a punt, because they were going to have to punt. If that was right, knocked down, they were going to have to punt, and they weren't going to put them inside the 10. So that worked out. And then Fort Recovery had no turnovers until that screen, middle screen, and then that was the ball game.
Whew. Boy, Wes Wenning, a terrific coaching job for the Fort Recovery Indians, almost pulled off the upset here tonight. give Nick Marino's Anna Rockets all the credit in the world for sustenance is the word I come up with often. They, you know, continued to sustain the offensive attack, and finally Fort Recovery, down deep in its own end under pressure, made a big mistake which turned this game around.
It did. And looking at the Clancy's players of the game for Fort Recovery, I'm going to go with Reese Wendell and Alex Garkey. Those two were outstanding.
Yep.
And then for Anna, Logan Ziegenbusch, he was terrific. Nolan Wilt, first half, kind of non-existent. Boy, did he take over in the third and fourth quarter defensively. And then Wyatt Howe with a couple of big plays for the Rockets tonight.
Yeah, Garkey punted well. The quarter
field goal.
Yep, booted a three-pointer from 32, 33 yards. A fine performance by the QB for Fort Recovery, Alex Garkey, who fell about a half a yard short and was denied a first down inside the last 90 seconds there late in the fourth quarter. Play took place around midfield, and Anna simply ran out the clock. Fort Recovery was down to just a single timeout. That was it.
Yep.
This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A final message tonight from A&M Pallet and Rushi on Rangeline Road. It began its unique brand way back in 1986, one large customer. Today, 200 additional businesses across Ohio served by A&M Pallet, which is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. And a Rockets dodge a bullet tonight. It was a tremendous effort from Fort Recovery, which grabbed a 17-7 halftime lead, scored on the very first play from scrimmage to start the game, a 65-yard run by Reese Wendell.
Yeah, and one Anna player was out there on the sweep. I don't even think he touched him. He was just gone.
Yeah.
And, but you know, Anna to be able to, and you use the term resilient, for them to be able to come back with that really bad start to the game. I mean, Fort Recovery was pumped, and Anna took one in the face. But, boy, did they turn it around. And that is an outstanding job coaching and by the players.
Hopefully, T.J. Roberts is not hurt so badly. He can't resume action in the next couple weeks and be ready for playoff participation.
Right.
Anna's on the road next week at Parkway. Fort Recovery is home next week to Minster. Keep apprised of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our scheduled game next week. St. Henry was beating New Bremen tonight, lopsided in the fourth, a score thanks to Denny Monin and a two-touchdown lead by Coldwater over Versailles. Tigers backs to the wall. Versailles will need an upset win next week at home over St. Henry to get into the postseason, I would imagine. And that's going to be the scenario. That's our likely pick next week for our game of the week on Friday night, St. Henry at Versailles. A tremendous online listenership tonight to a great high school game. Once again, tremendous evening for gridiron action. It was cool, no wind, no rain, comfortable, and wow, the teams delivered.
Yeah, it was a great game.
They put on one heck of a show. We love bringing it to you. Thanks to our online listeners, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Anna's Booster Field, where the Rockets rally from behind in the fourth quarter to knock off Fort Recovery 28-24.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.